Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Great city. It's a great city for shopping. It's a great city for just walking around. Here, you don't have to spend much going out, renting a car, and things like that. It's just fun. You can just get out of the hotel and walk.
Well, that tourist from Lima, Peru, is not the only one who thinks New York City is tourist-friendly. Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced yesterday that a record 47 million people, 47, visited New York City last year. As tourists, New York Times Metro reporter Fernando Santos joins us now to talk more about tourism in New York City and whether this is a recession-proof industry. I think the answer is going to be that it's not. But Fernando, welcome to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
47 million tourists, which is about a million more than last year, apparently.
Right. It's about a million more, and it explains why the sidewalks around Times Square are always clogged with people.
I guess so, even in the recession.
Even in the recession. But things are likely to change, as the mayor indicated yesterday. There are two things that contributed to the increase in tourism in this year in the city. The main thing was the fact that for most of the year, the dollar was weak compared to foreign currencies. So people from Europe, Latin America even, all over the world, were coming to the city to shop and staying longer and spending more, mm-hmm. which is what the mayor pointed out regarding in differentiating foreign tourists from domestic tourists. And obviously, the other thing is that the holiday season is always a big draw in New York. So many, many people who had already planned to come here, had bought tickets way in advance, made hotel reservations 6-7 months in advance, even if they might have been struggling at this time of the year, they still came to the city. They still enjoyed the reservations and the tickets that they bought, but that might be different next year.
And weren't they in for a rude awakening if they were from abroad? Because one of the weird effects of the financial crisis is that the dollar has spiked against other currencies.
Exactly. And interestingly, my family, I am originally from another country. I'm from Brazil, and my parents are here, and they come every year. And this time, for the first time in several years, and especially for the first time since they came here last, which was in March, I see my father going out and saying, I may not buy this because, you know, the dollar is now 2.5 times their money in Brazil. So
yeah,
it costs a lot more than it used to.
Now, listeners, do you work in the tourism industry? And if so, are you feeling the recession yet? Call us and tell us yes or no. Call us and tell us how. 212-433-WNYC, a call-in for people who work in the tourism industry. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We have the question on our webpage, too. Go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and here's one story that's already come in. It says, yes, I worked for a big online travel agency and was recently laid off in a reduction of force. Granted, the majority of our business is not New York specific, so this being a big year for New York City tourism didn't factor in, and our headquarters are elsewhere, but the turbulence in the airline industry affected our business, or more particularly affected our parent company, while the decrease in consumer spending affected the OTA directly. So there's one story from one listener on our webpage. Listeners, do you work in the tourism industry? And if so, are you seeing signs of the recession where you work? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Fernando Santos, New York Times Metro correspondent. And Fernando, one example directly from the mayor. He noted yesterday that the hotel occupancy rate has declined to 85%. Now, 85% doesn't sound that low, but it must have been up in the 90s or something.
It was, and interestingly, a couple of hours after the mayor made the announcement about the record number of tourists coming to the city, he signed several bills, and one of them was a bill that increased the hotel tax by the city portion of the hotel tax by 0.875%. So the tax went from being 5% to 5.875%, which will bring about $70 million a year in revenue for the city at a time when the city needs money badly. It's facing a budget gap of more than $2 billion for next year. And as you and many of your listeners might know, the city cannot have a deficit on its budget. It has to show a balanced budget, and that's a result of the last serious crisis that we had in the 70s.
Do you think that tax increase really dissuades tourists, though? Do they look at their potential vacation to New York and say, oh, gosh, the hotel occupancy tax isn't 5% anymore, it's 5.8%? Do you think that really dissuades anybody? Is there any evidence?
Well, you know, I don't think there's, not that I know of, as far as evidence of people not coming here, but the president of the Hotel Association, who testified at the bill signing yesterday, mentioned that in the past, in the 90s, when the city last raised the hotel tax, there was a decline in the number of tourists coming here and also the number of conferences coming to New York. And he warned that this increase in the tax, coupled with all the difficulties, the financial difficulties that every industry is facing, that every family is facing, might cause a similar decline this time around. But, you know, it's a very small increase to a hotel daily rate that averages about $400 in Manhattan. So, but when you add it all together with state taxes and the Javits Center, some fee that we pay to help renovate the Javits mm-hmm. Center or maintain the Javits Center, some people might say that it's a little bit too hard, too much for them. But on its own, the increase is not very significant.
I guess it all ties together with our last segment, because if you're paying $400 a night to sleep, then you have to eat on a dollar a day, right?
Well, yes, you would hope you could find good food in New York, and maybe people can consult the blog that you were talking about and find get some tips.
There you go. Of course, New York is also the center of freeganism, so that's another thing that people might or might not want to do. Debbie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Brian. I just wanted to say that there are still a lot of tourists coming in. I'm a cab driver,
mm-hmm.
and Rockefeller Center, crowded, packed. Oh, my God. You know, all these areas are really crowded. And I think that they're still coming to New York, but their habits have definitely changed. I think there are a lot of people are utilizing more free things, like the Guggenheim is free on Friday nights, a lot of free stuff. I mean, just by walking down Fifth Avenue and checking out all the windows, all of that stuff is free. And a lot of people are doing that. And I think that that's, I think we should talk about that, because we can't scare people away from New York and talking so much about a recession and fear and this and that when there's still a lot to do in New York.
Debbie, thank you so much. And Daniel in Harlem, I think, is also seeing the crowds where he works. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Brian.
Where do you work?
I work for the body shop in Times Square,
uh-huh.
right between 47th and 46th. And there, I don't see any slowing down like I was thinking, because there's so many things to see. There's Broadway, there's Rockefeller Center, there's so many, like Debbie, the last caller said, for them to see that foot traffic won't slow. They might spend a little less, but as far as people coming, there's too many things for them to see, too many tours, and I don't see people stop coming.
So your store there in Times Square still had a pretty normal holiday season.
Oh, we had way better than expected. There was a lot of fear, and we tried to cut hours. And what a mistake, because we were flooded nonstop. We had people coming to the store 2 o'clock in the morning, knocking on the window saying, are you guys not open? What's wrong?
What's the matter?
This is New York.
Daniel, thank you very much. And more evidence of the same from a comment on our webpage. This says, I work in Mulligan's Bar and Restaurant in Midtown, where much of our business is after work or tourists on the weekends. This year, the number of tourists in the bar has been much larger than last year. However, the number of corporate holiday parties has declined. The tourists kept us going through the holiday season. Catherine in Rockaway, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I wish that my business was better, but...
what is your business?
I own a travel agency.
Uh-huh.
And
there in Rockaway in New Jersey?
Yes. And over the past several months, you know, I've lost quite a lot of vacation business simply because when I give them the quote, they find out what it is and they can't afford it. So
now, that's not people coming to New York. That's people from our area booking vacations to go away, right?
Yes.
So do you have any way to gauge from where you are whether people are still going to be coming here to visit in 2009?
No, I really don't, because it's so close by. You know,
yeah.
It's not a vacation destination for people from here, you know. But just the whole travel industry is really suffering.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Robert in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Brian. I'm a tour guide in New York, and I have been working in New York for 12 years as a guide with corporate groups in the fall and student groups in the spring, and they both are undergoing vast changes. This spring, a lot of the groups are still coming, but the numbers are far down. I have a teacher that comes from Nevada who normally brings 120 people, and this year he has 20 total. And these are this is some of the states that are in the news. Nevada, Michigan, with foreclosures, are being hit hard. The Orange County groups are still coming in pretty good numbers.
So you can tell where the recession is hitting and where it's not.
Starting last year, actually. And also, one way to gauge the spring, which is really the next test for tourism, is how deposits are coming in. And one of the major companies I work for usually has about 60% of the deposits already in, and at this point, they only have 15% of the money for the spring. You won't know until the full deposit is made.
Until they actually pay the money. Well, there's an indicator. Robert, thank you very much. And here is a little bit more of Mayor Bloomberg from yesterday sounding kind of bearish on 09.
You will see around the world fewer people shopping, fewer people visiting. So we're going to have some very tough times, and the expectation is that the retail sector will downsize right after this coming week.
So fewer people shopping, fewer people visiting, that's tourism, Fernando Santos. And then he combined that by talking about the problems in retail, saying that he's expecting the retail sector will downsize right after this coming week. So he's combining tourism and retail in a down forecast for the beginning of 09.
Right, and the mayor has all along sort of warned New Yorkers about the fact that the good times are behind us, and we're going to face some pretty tough times ahead. And the indicators that came out right after Christmas, as far as the sales during the holidays show that, in general, stores sold a lot less than they did in the past. And the ones that sold a lot, in terms of revenue, the revenue was lower because they had to cut down the prices so significantly to get people to buy that they ended up hurting their own bottom line. So that's sort of what the mayor is referring to. And you know, the people who called the cab driver and the gentleman who works in Times Square. Again, keep in mind, this year we had a record year in tourism. What the mayor is talking about, sort of a possible decline, is going to come next year. And so even though this year, you know, people are still coming to the city and came to the city in record numbers, the question is, how is this going to be next year? Are we going to still continue to experience the type of increase in tourism that we have? And from what the mayor said yesterday, the answer is most likely to be no.
Mitchell in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi. I'd just like to comment that the mayor is absolutely right about the downturn in retail, because I work for a major retailer on 57th Street. And I got to admit, it was a 20% to 30% loss. And when you're in Manhattan on 57th Street, you really do not feel the bite like other retail do in other areas, because our average budget a day could be $150, $170, $190. So 20% is a great deal loss.
It really is. Now, do you do a lot of your business in that store from tourist traffic?
Exactly.
So how do you explain the body shop guy? Do you think that the uptick in business, in fact, somebody asked on our website, do you think the uptick in business for him is because of the types of products people are buying for gifts? Is recession shifting what people buy in the retail industry? How did you react to that caller?
Right. I believe it's actually true that the type of gifts that people are purchasing is more like recession-proof. People are downscaling their gift. And so if you're thinking, oh, I might have went to Tiffany's, or maybe you came into one of the high-end stores before. Now you're going, you know, well, let me see if there's something more personal I could get the person or individual. And then you went into maybe the body shops and other stores of that nature.
Mitchell, thank you for calling. Good luck out there next year.
All right.
And a quick reminder, if you're interested in this topic, folks, we're going to have later on in the day on the station, George Fertitta, the CEO of NYC and Company, that's the city's tourism agency. He'll be Amy Edding's guest this afternoon on the Financial 411. That's at 4:30 this afternoon on WNYC. And Fernando Santos, in our last minute or so, did the mayor or did George Fertitta or anyone else say, how the tourism industry in New York might try to adapt to the recession next year, maybe try to draw in more people from the immediate suburbs to take cheaper for them, closer to home vacations, you know, if they're not booking the cruises with our caller from New Jersey. Maybe they'll come from Rockaway, you know, into Manhattan or that kind of thing to try to compensate, anything to try to compensate?
Well, it seems that the strategy, at least the part of the strategy that the mayor and Mr. Fertitta talked about yesterday, were focused on still on foreign tourism, foreign tourists and domestic tourists. The city opened several more offices overseas, including in places like Moscow and Mumbai, India, and also opened offices in California and a couple of other states, and sponsored media campaigns in Italy and Germany. So still the idea is to draw people from other parts of the country into New York. But there are interesting things about the way to sell New York, which is not only to sell New York as being exclusively the island of Manhattan, but also drawing people to other parts of the city. The mayor mentioned specifically a hop-on, hop-off bus tour that can be taken now in Staten Island, which is not really a place that people think about when they come to visit New York City. They usually take the ferry, which takes them right by the Statue of Liberty for free.
Right.
Turn around, come back to Manhattan. But so, what the mayor wants for them to kind of enjoy
come to New York
this
and
world.
See St. George. Fernanda
right.
Santos, Metro reporter for the New York Times. Thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Thank you.
To talk about the tourism industry with a record year in 08, what will happen in 2009. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.